Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From a man known as a child prodigy, he started out playing at the age of 3 and performing publicly at 5, recording with the local jazz band at 10, and spent his whole life growing up before our eyes, evolving and growing into his own, and he is known as a jazz champion. This is singer, big band leader, talk show host, and actor Joseph Harry Fowler Connick Jr. Yes, it was that long, but we know him as Harry Connick. That was the 1987 tune Sunny Side of the Street off his self-titled album to begin this show and new hour of jazz together. It's one full hour dedicated to Harry and his life. He was born on September the 11th, 1967, in a town that would fuel his imagination and gusto as an artist, New Orleans, Louisiana. His mother, Anita, was a lawyer and a judge in New Orleans, and later a Supreme Court justice. His father, Joseph, was a district attorney of Orleans Parish from 73 to 2003, and along with the law, this is the kicker with him. They both owned a record store, and that fueled the imagination. To date, he has sold more than 28 million albums. He has had 10 number one U.S. jazz albums, earning him more number one albums than any other jazz artist in the history of jazz, and that's saying a lot right there. That right there is enough to christen him as a king of the world of jazz. Over his career, he has not been restricted to the music mic. He has done well on his own in other regards. He's won 3 Grammy Awards and 2 Emmy Awards. He played Grace's husband, Leo Marcus, on the NBC sitcom Will and Grace from 2002 to 2006, and that acting career of his began as a tail gunner in the World War II film Memphis Belle circa 1990. These days, he is still full-on releasing albums. His latest is 2015's That Would Be Me, and these days he has his own daytime talk show. It's called Harry. And we're going to delve into more as this hour rolls on. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that digs every flavor of jazz, from Dixieland to bebop to the modern post-bop kind, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, doing our best to give you every shade of jazz. And today, it's Harry's turn, and you will know him very well as we end this hour together. Our next musical stop on this hour of Harry is the tune Blue Skies off the 1988 CD 20. He had a lot that came out at once, and this is going to happen as we ramble on. Amanda, tell me, why do you like Harry?
I think what resonates is that he's got an old soul. You feel it when he sings, and I always respect people who, you're not going to hear him all over the radio. You're not going to see him all over TV, but he did the hard work. I mean, he could have been singing at a karaoke bar anywhere. He could have done anything. But I think that that old soul in him comes out, and that he's not afraid to diversify. I mean, he had all the hits with the crooner songs, and then he comes with this New Orleans sound that just, and it challenged me musically, because you get used to something when you like it, and then your artist does something new, and it took me a minute, but then you realize it opens the door to different things. And I think the fact that he just doesn't go away, he finds new ways to present himself. He's not stuck in one genre or one place, whether it's music or TV or whatever. He gets out and does it, yet he's not flashy. You don't see him having his own shoe line or having his own, you know, cereal or whatever. It's about the music. It's about entertainment at the very end of the day. And that, I think, is what strikes me about Harry.
Thank you. Garfield Marcellus, and you're swinging with Joe Domino and Neon Jazz.
That was Harry with Jazzy Blues off the 1992 album 11. So at 9, he performed a piano concerto, number 3, opus 37 of Beethoven, with the New Orleans Symphony Orchestra, and he played a duet with Ubi Blake at the Royal Orleans Esplande Lounge in New Orleans at 9 years old.
My goodness. You tricked me with that one, almost a Paul Harvey thing. And now you know. 9 years old.
That's right.
Yep. No surprise.
So that's why he's a natural when he's on stage.
I guess.
Since 9.
That's what I mean by no surprise. It had to come from somewhere over a long period of... It's amazing to me how many of these kids start out as prodigies anyway. Yes, they've been performing, bar talk since they were 3 years old.
He learned how to cuss at 6 months old.
I guess.
In 1999, his musical talents were developed at the New Orleans Center for the Creative Arts under the tutelage of Ellis Marsalis Jr. and James Booker. And that's another interesting part of this. When these cats come from New Orleans, they get a lot of bravado behind them. There's a lot of people willing to teach them. After an unsuccessful attempt to study jazz academically and having recitals in the classical and jazz piano programs at Loyola University, Connick moved on to the 92nd Street YMHA in New York City to study at Hunter College and the Manhattan School of Music. And in all reality, he mimics a lot of these guys. School was not their gig. He needed to be on stage, and he did well there. Off the 1992 album known as 25, this is the Music Maestro Please, as we say thank you as this hour of Harry rolls on. Thank you.
This is Arturo Sandoval, and you're listening to Mio Jazz with Joy Dimino.
Lovers are dreamers. I've been walking in my sleep. When I wake, I'll never take a chance that I can't keep. Well, 1,000 first times never add up to last. And I've been told a heart of gold melts away too fast. But I didn't count on running into me. No, I didn't count on you. I could learn to love you. I could get used to this. I could learn to love you. Yeah. And the shelter of your kiss. The day's not as hard as trying to go through it alone. No, darling. And in the end, you can depend on any love but your own. Come on. Sometimes the impossible shows up undeclared. All right. That's when the impossible shows you that it's possible. Maybe even beautiful to double what you dare. But I didn't count on you. No, baby, run. No, I didn't count.
That was Harry in 1997 with the tune Learn to Love off the CD To See You. And speaking of love, Harry did the soundtrack for the 1989 film When Harry Met Sally at the urging of director Rob Reiner. With that, he won his first Grammy Award for Best Jazz Male Vocal Performance. And at the same time, things would begin really heating up for him. In 1990, the instrumental jazz trio album Lofties wrote Shuffle and a big band release of an album of mostly original songs called We Are In Love went double platinum. That was the beginning of everything escalating for him. That got him his second consecutive Grammy Award for Best Jazz Male Vocal, Promise Me You'll Remember. So the tune Promise Me You'll Remember, his song off the Godfather 3 soundtrack, was also nominated for both an Academy Award and Golden Globe Award. That was in 1991, and things kept going on from there. From an album that was funky and quite a departure from his straight-ahead jazz sound that the audiences got used to. Here's the tune, Here Comes the Big Parade. We picked this one on purpose. This is off the 1994 CD She, and this song was appropriately titled for what was coming next in Harry's life as we move on here on Neon Jazz.
Fried chicken. All right. Here comes. Gary Butler, and you are listening to Joe Dimino and Neon Jazz.
The city don't even matter. I could be anywhere. I don't care. There's a whole lot of hardworking people that could take my place. And it's easy to leave when nobody knows your face. Just close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
You can hear me in harmony. Well, I came up in New Orleans, fixing what I could find to peace my mind. I gave what I had to the winners just to get along. But it's really hard to sing when nobody hears your song. Just close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
You can hear me in the harmony. I thought I learned from getting burned. I bought a suit of armor and a silver cane. I found a little man who'd be proud of me. But he had to get up early, and I had to get back to my pain. Yeah. On living, one day they'll ask for me. I'll be free, and if there's a heaven, I'll be ready for my life to begin. But I wonder if I call, if they're gonna let me in.
Open your,
open your eyes.
Yeah,
you can hear me in the harmony.
Was Harry in 1996 with the song Hear Me in Harmony off the CD Star Turtle. So when Harry took his funky music on tour to the United Kingdom and China in 1994, the fans were not happy with this funky turn in his life. They were traditionalists, and they wanted the jazz crooner. Around this time, he kept his acting career going and pushing the boundaries. In his third film, Copycat, he played a serial killer, so this album, Star Turtle, did not sell well as the previous albums had. But he did follow up the album with being in the most successful film of 1996, was Independence Day.
Oh, yes.
With Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum. And that right there, that was just another star in his universe.
Wow. Yeah, and it's I think the last time I saw him in a movie was Memphis Belle.
Yeah, and yeah. That was a good role. Yeah, yeah.
Natural for him, given, you know, the face that he has. He looked very much like, you know, your basic G.I.
He was born on stage. That's all there is to it. From the 1999 CD Come By Me, this is the title song as we keep this hour of Harry moving right along, like his career, straight into the jazz stars. Next on the program.
Come by me, come talk to me, baby. Tell me how we can combine. Will you be my sunshine forever? Will you be a friend of mine? Try me out, and if you get excited, take me home. I'd love to be invited. Once we're there, I'm sure you'll be delighted. We could rock all night. Wait and see, we might fit together. That would be my lucky day. Come by me, come love with me, baby. Maybe we could run away. Come by me, come talk to me, baby. Tell me how we can combine. Will you be my sunshine forever? Or will you be just a friend of mine? Try me out. If you get excited, take me home. I'd love to be invited. Once we're there, I'm sure you'll be delighted. We could rock all night. Wait and see, we might fit together. Oh, that would be my lucky day, yeah. Come by me, oh, come love with me, baby. Maybe we could run away. Maybe we could run away. Maybe we could run away.
Hi, Hi, this is George G. from the George G. Swing Orchestra in New York City. Joe Domino of Neon Jazz and myself want to make sure that you know that swing makes you happy.
In a quaint caravan, there's a lady they call the Gypsy. She can look in the future and drive away all your fears. Everything will go right if you only believe the Gypsy. She could tell at a glance that my heart was so full of tears. She looked at my hand and told me my lover was always true. Then all at once I knew, dear, somebody else was kissing you. But I'll go there again, 'cause I wanna believe the Gypsy, that my lover is true and will come back to me someday. At my hand and told me my lover was always true. Then all at once I knew, dear, somebody else was kissing you. But I'll go there again, 'cause I've got to believe the Gypsy, that my lover is true and will come back to me someday. That my lover is true and will come back to me someday. Thank you.
That was Harry in 2001 with the song The Gypsy off the CD 30, and he was good about naming these with numbers. So he would continue to grow his career during this time in new artistic realms. He wrote the score for Susan Stroman's Broadway musical Thou Shalt Not in 2000. It premiered in 2001, and the music and lyrics earned him a Tony nomination, another honor, as the industry always digs Harry. From the 2003 CD Other Hours Conic on Piano Volume 1, this is the tune Sovereign Lover, as this expose of Harry continues on down that very rich road of his.
Thank you. Hi, this is Stanley Jordan, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Just Jilly and me, and baby makes three. We're happy in my
That was Harry in 2005 with the tune My Blue Heaven off his 17th studio album. This guy was prolific, and he still is. These days, he is married to former Victoria's Secret model Jill Goedeker, and they have three daughters. They currently reside in New Orleans and New York City because they can do that. And there is never any plan for Harry to slow down. So expect another show on him in the years to come. The material is always piling up. And in the meantime, you can catch him on film, TV, or the radio, and he also, like I said at the top of the hour, has his own variety show called Harry.
Or The View, now and again.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's always around. Our final journey into the Harry magic is one that is appropriate, and it's off the 2011 CD In Concert on Broadway with the Bourbon Street Parade. This is the way to take it out.
Oh, yeah. I'm just wild about Harry. Had to go there.
That's right. So thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions down this parade route of Harry Connick. Jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a prolific one-man machine like a Bourbon Street Parade, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
A machine? Okay. I am not going to work for nobody but you.
We ain't doing it for the pay. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We dig you. We're here to give you a hug. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Oh,
Jazz.